So one of the things you could say in your invitation is, hey, Joe, just wanted to give you a quick call. Is this a good time? And then carry on with the invitation. So if you notice that the person's frazzled or they want to get off the phone quickly, then you may want to hold back and say, hey, sounds like you're busy. I'll give you a call back tomorrow evening. So these are small nuances that you need to listen to when you hear the prospect's response to your initial words on the invitation. Okay, let's move on to local B's and long distance A's. It's pretty much the same for a local B and a local C as it is for a local A. It's pretty much the same invitation. So we're moving on to local B's. Let's just include local C's there at this point. And we're also going to cover long distance A's right now. So local B's and C's. And again, it's pretty much the same invitation as a local A when we're talking about local B's and local C's. The difference is on a local B and a local C is you may have to refresh who you are to them. You may have to refresh your relationship with them. And that would go something like this. And remember, we're talking on the phone here. Hello, is this Sue? We're going to wait for Sue's response. Yes, it's Sue. And then we'd say, oh, hi, Sue. This is Chris. I'm Hannah's dad. And then we're going to wait for Sue's response to acknowledge who you are or who I am. Is this Sue? Wait for Sue's response. Yeah, this is Sue. Oh, hi, Sue. This is Chris, Hannah's dad. And then we want to make sure that she knows who we are. And she would say something along the lines of, oh, hi, Chris. How's Hannah? Or something like that. We want to wait until she acknowledges exactly who we are. Oftentimes, when we call someone and they don't exactly know who it is, they're not used to hearing our voice on the phone all the time, we want to make sure that they acknowledge who we are. Then we proceed with the invitation. I just want to give you a quick call, Sue. Have you ever heard of The Secret or The Law of Attraction? Etc., etc., etc. So it's the same invitation. We are just using something at the start to make sure that she acknowledges who we are. Then we proceed. Let's now move on to long distance A's. It's basically the same invitation. The difference is going to be that you're going to let them know that you are sending them the CD or that you're mailing them the CD. And you may want to attach a note just reminding them what it is, who it came from, and that you'll be giving them a call in a few days to see what they think. So even if you call them and make arrangements for them to listen to the CD, you may also want to put a note in there as well. But it's, bottom line, the same invitation. The one thing that you will want to do, more so with long distance than with local people, in other words, you have a little tolerance with local people, but you want to be really precise when you're giving instruction to long distance prospects, just because things can get misinterpreted. Always include when they should receive the CD. Always say that. So if you're on the telephone, you've done the invitation, they've agreed to accept the CD, they've said that they'll listen to it, you should then say something like, you're going to receive the CD on Wednesday or Thursday. What about if I give you a call on Friday night about 7 p.m. your time? Or you could say, you're going to receive the CD on Wednesday or Thursday. What's a good time on Friday night for me to give you a call to see what you thought of it? And then wait for the response. Wait for them to say if that's a good time. Wait for them to acknowledge and to agree to accept your phone call, that they're going to listen to it, and that that is a good time for you and them to review the information.